Good afternoon, I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. The Florida Supreme Court is ordering Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis to comply with its order to pick a new Supreme Court justice. Last Friday, the court ruled that DeSantis exceeded his authority by appointing a constitutionally ineligible judge to the high court and ordered him to make a new pick by noon today. The court issued a second order this afternoon after DeSantis apparently failed to comply and told him to respond by 5 this afternoon. DeSantis picked Judge Renatha Francis for a vacancy on the court, even though she hasn't been a member of the Florida bar for the required 10 years. Tampa and Hillsborough County are both set to adopt new budgets this week. WMNF's Daniel Figueroa IV reports both are also likely to increase law enforcement spending, even though activists in the area call for some of that money to be diverted to social programs.
City and county governments are preparing to finalize their first budgets since widespread calls have gone out demanding reduction in law enforcement spending. Activists across the country have called for diverting funds to social programs like mental health and housing. But in Tampa Bay, the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office and Tampa Police Department are both likely to get increased budgets to the dismay of local activists like Angel D'Angelo of the Restorative Justice Coalition.
You know, I'd say the Restorative Justice Coalition and the many people we work with are very disappointed about these increases. It's an example of our elected leaders completely not listening to the people.
The sheriff's office's budget is set to be approved Thursday at nearly $480 million. That's about $16.5 million more than the previous year. Meanwhile, in Tampa, council members will vote Wednesday to approve a police budget at close to $176 million, an almost $13 million increase. Activists surveyed the Tampa community and said most respondents identified areas like affordable housing, mental health response, child care, job creation, and general health care as options for increased funding. A number of community organizations have called for the $13 million budget increase in Tampa to support those programs instead. D'Angelo said supporting those initiatives will eventually reduce the need for more policing.
We really look at things from a crisis prevention attitude instead of crisis intervention. We should create a world where it's less likely that we ever have to call them in the first place.
In a news conference last month, Tampa Mayor Jane Castor, who ran the city's police department from 2009 to 2015, said the city would absolutely not be defunding the police.
We will focus on investing, not divesting, to increase training for police and all city departments.
But D'Angelo said in communities like Eugene, Oregon, where the nonprofit CAHOOTS program works to dispatch social workers for nonviolent calls instead of police, a little investment can save big. According to the U.S. News & World Report, CAHOOTS saves the city about $8.5 million in public safety costs every year and another $14 million in ambulance trips and emergency room costs. Words like defund can mean social reform to some, but bring fear to others. D'Angelo said that's all a part of enacting social change. The same, he said, was true for other movements like women's suffrage, civil rights, and gay rights, all of which affected positive change in the world.
Once those things happened, the world didn't fall apart. And the same is true with this movement.
Tampa activists plan to protest the police department's budget at 6 Tuesday evening at 702 South Albany Avenue ahead of Wednesday's council vote. Hillsborough County will accept call-in public comments during its Thursday vote to approve the budget. For WMNF, I'm Daniel Figueroa IV.
A worker doing an inspection on a popular Central Florida thrill ride was killed after falling more than 50 feet. Orange County Fire Rescue tweeted that firefighters responded to the Orlando Star Flyer ride earlier today after receiving a report that the 21-year-old man had fallen. The unidentified worker was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. At 450 feet, the Orlando Star Flyer is billed as the world's tallest swing ride. Visitors in swings rotate around a pole, reaching speeds up to 45 miles an hour. Hurricane Sally is closing in on the Louisiana and Mississippi coast with rapidly strengthening winds of at least 90 miles an hour and the potential for as much as 2 feet of rain that could bring severe flooding. It's one of 5 storms lined up as if on a conveyor belt across the Atlantic Ocean. Here in the Tampa Bay area tonight, scattered evening thunderstorms with overnight lows in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms will develop later in the day. Highs will be in the mid-80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM on the WMNF app and on WMNF.org.